This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Sudan's paramilitary rapid support forces agreed on Wednesday to a 24-hour ceasefire starting at 6 p.m. following a days-long power struggle and bloody clashes with the army. The RSF added in a statement, quote, "We confirm our full commitment to a complete ceasefire, and we hope the other party will abide by the ceasefire according to the announced time," end quote. It was not immediately clear whether the army would announce its own commitment to the ceasefire. The rivals announced their commitment to a 24-hour ceasefire on Tuesday, but a Reuters reporter in Khartoum said he heard tanks firing after the ceasefire was due to begin. An army headquarters in Khartoum burns right now amid sounds of gunfire and artillery for a fifth day after an internationally brokered truce quickly fell apart. Here's AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
A live shot from the Saudi-owned satellite news channel Al Arabiya shows a high-rise on fire in the Sudanese capital, with burning debris falling from its top layers with the sound of explosions. The fighting in Sudan has seen airstrikes pound its capital, diplomats attacked, and civilians hiding inside their homes, desperate for both food and water at one of the most important times of the year for Muslims. The battle between Sudan's military and the rapid support paramilitary forces endangers efforts at ending decades of martial rule in the country. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukraine's defense minister confirmed on Wednesday that Kyiv had taken delivery of Patriot air defense systems and said this made Ukrainian skies more secure. He thanked Germany's defense minister in a tweet. This is VOA News. A Russian judge has ruled that American journalist Evan Gershkovich must remain behind bars on espionage charges. VOA's Cindy Sain has more.
Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich made his first public appearance in a Moscow courtroom Tuesday after being arrested nearly 3 weeks ago on espionage charges. The 31-year-old reporter asked to be detained under house arrest while awaiting trial, but the judge ruled that he must remain in jail. Gershkovich's Russian lawyer spoke to reporters after the hearing. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
The Chinese defense chief has vowed to take military cooperation with Moscow to a new level, a statement that reflects increasingly close Russia-China ties amid the fighting in Ukraine. China's defense minister held talks with Russian counterpart after attending a meeting Sunday with Russian President Vladimir Putin in the Kremlin. Four Americans affiliated with a black empowerment and political organization have been charged, along with three Russians, with conspiring to covertly sow discord in U.S. society, spread Russian propaganda, and interfere in U.S. elections. An indictment unsealed Tuesday adds the new defendants to an existing case in the U.S. city of Tampa, Florida federal court. The four Americans are all part of the African People's Socialist Party and Uhuru Movement, which has locations in the U.S. cities of St. Petersburg in Florida and St. Louis in Missouri. U.S. Republicans are jump-starting an immigration and border enforcement package, VOA's Tommy McNeil explains.
The House Judiciary Committee will be digging into a proposal that would remake immigration law, including giving the Homeland Security Secretary the power to stop migrants from entering the United States if the secretary determines the U.S. has lost operational control of the border. It would also make it more difficult for migrants to apply for asylum at the border. So far, House Republicans have failed to unify behind a plan. Some Latino Republicans want to see the House prioritize pathways to legal citizenship as well. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Presidents, Holocaust survivors, and their descendants on Wednesday commemorated the 80th anniversary of the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising with a poignant sense that the responsibility for carrying on the memory of the Holocaust is passing from the witnesses to younger generations. The anniversary honors the hundreds of young Jews who took up arms in Warsaw in 1943 against the overwhelming might of the Nazi German army. There are no surviving fighters still alive. The small number of surviving witnesses were mostly children at the time. Diane Roberts, VOA News.